is 12 noon. Guess I better get up soon. The clock on the wall says 20 to 1, and there's things to be done. Yeah, the clock on the wall keeps pushing me. That's not the way I want my life to be. If you take any pushing from that clock on the wall, you won't be happy at all. The clock on the wall says a quarter to 3. I got people to see. Meet my friend Clive. Start drinking by 5. End up wishing I weren't alive. I look at the clock. It says 20 to 9. I gotta meet my girl on time. She puts me down and then by 20 to 10 I'm out drinking again. Yeah, the clock on the wall keeps pushing me. That's not the way I want my life to be. If you take any pushing from that clock on the wall, you won't be happy at all. The clock on the wall strikes the midnight hour. I'm feeling dirty and sour. I feel the clock pushing like the blade of a knife. I wanna end my life, but it ain't no use. I'm used to this abuse. This is my moment of truth. Life is empty. My friends are all gone. But like the clock on the wall, I'll go on and on and on. The clock on the wall keeps pushing me. That's not the way I want my life to be. If you take any pushing from that clock on the wall, you won't be happy at all. Keep watching it every day. The hours and minutes ticking away. I'm not getting any younger. It keeps on and on and on. I can't stand it. It never stops for anything. It's why. My life is gone.
I told you I was out with my mother. You found out I was fooling with another. You asked me to tell you true. Hello,
lies. Yeah, from Vancouver, a Vancouver crusher, the painted ship. Painted ship pulverizer there. I told those little white lies. The unmistakable vocals of Bill Hay. Yeah, William Hay. Masterclass in garage punk vocals there. We got the U.S. issue on Mercury Records. Had a Canadian issue on London. You should get both of their 45s. Yeah, that is from 1966, baby, as we are unwavering in our celebration of 1966 this year. Prior to that, from Winnipeg, the Guess Who, Clock on the Wall. Tough sound and vocal from an 18-year-old Burton Cummings there. A 45, we have it on Scepter Records. I think there's a number of issues. I got a lot of releases in the States, in Canada, and I believe there's some European issues, too. All right, baby. And then from Chicago, on Dunwich, man, we have the Knaves. Yeah, the girl I threw away. Probably threw away because he gave her fillet of fat. How is that? Yeah, that is one of my favorite Jekyll and Hyde 45s, as I like to call them. You got the super tough Leave Me Alone on one side, and then you've got the melancholic Girl I Threw Away on the other side. Yeah. Then we went down under for a couple of Destroyers. Yeah. A couple of Sydney Slayers, the Black Diamond, See the Way on Festival Records. And that goes out to Eric. Yeah, I know he's requested that a couple of times. Happy to pull that out of the box and spin it and blast it out for Eric. All right, baby. And then also from Sydney, although originally a British group, Derek's Accent, Ain't Got No Feeling, a 45 on the Down Under label. I believe they're only 45, a true Down Under destroyer. And then Little Phil and the Night Shadows from Atlanta. Yeah, Atlanta Scorcher. So Much, a 45 on Dot Records. You might know them from 60 Second Swinger, a local 45 that they had on the Gay label year prior. And then they got some national exposure there on Dot with So Much. And then we started off that set with the Knickerbockers. Yeah, baby. One Track Mind from 1966 on Challenge Records. Yeah, friends, Wig Folk, you are tuned to the Wig Out, baby. All right. I'm Richard Wig. Honored to be blasting out the Blastables every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Eastern from the Bunker Studio. All right. We got our green pants on tonight. We are ready to go. All right. Let's go to Michigan. Lynn and the Evaders.
I met this boy just about 6 months ago. He told me he loved me, that he'd never make me feel low. Boys gone.
The Mojo Men from 1966. She's My Baby. 45 on the Reprise label. Also, records I did not buy this week that I could have bought. But we didn't buy it because we don't need it. We got a slab of wax of that 45 right here to spin out and blast out here on this week's Wig Out, Baby. All right. I always love the fuzz bass on that. And the ridiculous lyrics. I just love. Oh, man. So good. All right. Prior to that, from Dallas, Kit and the Outlaws, Don't Tread on Me. 45 on Phillips Records. I always liked doing that song back in the Flipped Wigs days. We did, I thought, a pretty good raunchy stomping version. And there's one time in particular, you know, I always like to get a reaction out of people when the band's playing, whether it's positive or not. If you got a punky edge to you, it's sometimes good to get a negative reaction. And there were these two square-looking younger girls that came into the coffee house, actually, that we were playing. Mountain Lodge number 6 in Washington, D.C., in Georgetown, for those of you that were there back in the day. And we're stomping this number out, and the stage is right by the front door. And these two girls walked out and gave us a dirty look of disgust as they left in disappointment out into the streets of Georgetown. We took that as a high honor of compliment. All right, Don't Tread on Me, Baby. Let's see. Also, we had the Moondogs from Louisiana. You're No Good. Good two-sider there on the Bo Fuzz label. And then we started off from Michigan. Lynn and the Invaders, Boy Is Gone. 45 on Fenton Records, and that goes out to Glennis. She's featured that on her great Crayons to Perfume Rock and Soul Stream show. Yes, Thursday nights, Thursday evenings, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. Crayons to Perfume with Glennis, DJ Girl, Girl, Girl. All right, let's see. Oh, man, this is the Wig Out. Like I've been saying, I am Richard Wig. I'm honored to be blasting at the Blastables here every Sunday evening. It's one of my favorite hours of the week, baby. All right, we're going to get... We're, you know, 1966 is a bit of a crossroads. You've got some groups that still sound like 64 and 65, but then you got the Vanguard that's kind of pushing things ahead, giving some sounds that you might associate more with 67. We're going to have a little bit of that here in this last set. We're going Down Under to start off with Jeff St. John and the Id, Eastern Dream. Sit back and relax.
In my eastern dream, I saw the world as a marketplace. Saw it through the crowd for a genuine face. Maybe I'm dreaming, perhaps I'm dead. Am I just pretending, or out of my head? All right.
I stood close to a girl that I knew for many a beautiful day, trying to tell her our love wasn't right in a kind and most gentle way. Why do the words in my head never seem quite the same when I speak them and say, hey, sorry young girl, but we're through, sorry. Don't feel blue. Then as the tears from her eyes begin falling, I ask myself, what did I do? Oh, why is it so hard? Why is it so hard to break up apart? Why? I stand far away from that girl, I realize the wrong that I've done, hurting a girl that has loved me so true, beside me in sorrow and fun. My life has changed, I'm no good for that girl, I'll leave or I'll soon have a son. Oh me, sorry young girl, I must go, my life belongs on the
girlfriend left me alone. I just don't want to live. I need that place in the cemetery. I hope anything I feel better, I have no guilt to do. And if I just have to go to hell, I know it won't be worse. I have no woman, I have no friends, and all my hair and it's empty and blue. I am alone, all alone, and I wanna be there. I wanna be all alone, and my home is there. And I don't mind if I have to go to hell.
Hey!
This week's Wig Out, we have a track from Love's first album, Mushroom Clouds. Peaceful number, musically, with some disturbing lyrics, just how we like it here. That's from their first LP on Elektra Records, and I think that should be a group well familiar to you Wig Out, to you Wig folk. Yeah, baby. Let's see, prior to that, from The Hague, from Holland, Q65. Going out to Johnny Bluesman there. Summer Thoughts in a Field of Veed. Say it for us, Johnny. Veed, yeah. Prior to that, let's see. Oh, that's from their Revolution album. We played a bunch of LP tracks in this last set. Their debut album from 1966 on Decca Records. And then we went down under to Uruguay, yeah. Los Mockers from their, I believe, their only album. It's on Odeon Records. They're from Montevideo, and they were big in Uruguay as well as Argentina, and their LP was released, got both an Uruguayan and an Argentinian release, and we played El Harem Estavaquia there. It's a good Eastern sounding number there. I dig that. Love that whole album. We've played them a bunch of times. Let's see. We also had the Yardbirds, Turn Into Earth, from their self-titled album, sometimes called Roger the Engineer, on Epic Records. I think we have a reissue of that. It's a little different mix. I have to pull out the mono version next time so we can blast out the guitar on that. All right. Prior to that, we have Paul Revere and the Raiders, second dedication to Glynis. Can we do that? Can we dedicate multiple songs to the same person in one show here? I'm going to have to consult the judges. Judges, what do you say? Well, I say it's okay. All right. I checked with the judges, and I said it's okay. So, why? A song sung and written by Fang that goes out to Glynis. That is from their Spirit of 67 LP on Columbia Records. A perfect LP in my estimation. Another perfect LP is Aftermath by the Rolling Stones. I Am Waiting. Kind of a deep track there. I don't think that... Did that get a 45 issue? Maybe it's on an EP somewhere. We have a British Decca issue of that. And then we started off with a Down Under Demolisher, Jeff St. John and the Id. Eastern Dream, 45 on Spin Records. Friends, Wig folk, Wigsters, you are tuned to the Wig Out here on WFMU's Rockin' Soul Radio Stream. I'm Richard Wig. I'm honored to be blasting out the Blastables here every Sunday. Have a programming note. Pay attention, please. Next Sunday is the service for my mom. There's an in-person and a virtual option. So if you want the details on that, message me. Let me know if you want the details. And since that is on Sunday next week, we are going to play a repeat of one of my mom's drop-in shows. So once again, next Sunday, the Wig Out is taking the week off. My mom's celebration of life and service is next Sunday. Let me know if you want the details on that, and we will be replaying one of her drop-ins. All right, so Wig folk, we're going to get out of the way here for Harry. Harry and the Funhouse is coming up at the top of the hour. Stick around for Harry. So Wig folk, be kind, be weird, be kind of weird. All right, we'll be back in 2 weeks at the same Wig time and the same Wig channel. Here's Love with an instrumental, Emotion.
Welcome to the new WFMU Rock and Soul Radio stream. I've got a lot of great music for you this hour. Enjoy the electric sounds of artificial intelligence.
remember.